Bali Mumim Yiftu. If it was a Baal Mum, then you could be poyder it. Tamimim Zol Loi Tamimim. No, no. He says Bali Mumim Yipadu. He'll put on this pshat here. Bishakodim Ekdeshness Mumim. With the regular Kedush was Chal first. So according to Rosh Lakotri, he says Kedushim Mizbech was not Bechlal Amad Baruch. He'll learn pshat Tavir talking about Kedushim Mizbech and a regular Kedushim Mizbech. That it says that Baal Mumim Yipadu means the case was a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, where the Kedusha was Chal first, and then where the Kedusha was Chal first, then it became a Baal Mumim. If so, Shema Mina, here will be a proof that Poydim is a Kotchum Lachilim Leklovim. It should come out that according to Rosh Lakish, we have a proof here, you could be Poydim Kotchum to give it to dog's teeth. Because the song about now it was mace. Now that it was mace, you can't eat it. It's like a novella. So Rosh Lakish told you could be Poydim it. So who are you going to give it to your dogs? And that's the machlekes before, if you could redeem kachim to give it to the dog's teeth. So Morris says, no, it could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Hoka b'mayaskinon, we're talking about Rabbi Hoka b'mayaskinon, v'sha'ovar v'shochten. Here we're talking about now, that before it was mace, you went and shechted it. So what happened? It was a regular kedushas mizbeach that had a balmum, and before it died, somebody went and made a shechita on it. So when you made a shechita now, the shechita takes off the yisna vela. It's only Karsha, it has an Issa Hegdish on it. So if somebody later goes to be Poydirit, then the Kedusha Hegdish goes off, and then you could eat it. So the kid said, that's Rosh Lakish's Alocha. Since it was a Kedusha's Mizbeach, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. So therefore, you made a Shechita first, and now that it's mace, so the Kedusha could go off with pidyon. And once you take off the Kedusha, you're allowed to eat it. So that's called you being Poydir the Kodshim, to eat it, therefore it's good. And Kedatani, like we learned like this, says, Kol HaKodshim. Shenoflo behem mum. At first, the mum came upon the korban. Fishochten. Then you went ahead and made a shechiter on it. Shrebe meyer why me cover. May said there's a kanas him of the rabbonin that since you went to make a shechiter on it, we say you have to bury it. You can't use it. The chomer say ye podu. You have a right to be poyder it. If you don't need hamod of a rock, you could be poyder and then you could eat it. Oh, malaria biyimur rab zero. The rab shim the current rab shim the yom that he says kotcher but the gabayis. The kotcher, but the gabay does not need a mother baracha. If so, am I? Was to say before in the brisa, tamimim yikovru that if a kotcher, but the gabay is dies and the behem is a tam, you have to bury it. Why? Why can't you redeem it? You don't need a mother baracha. So the Teretz says mishum the chazi lakrova. Since it was a tam that was fit, if it would have been a duchess mizbech, it would have been right to be brought for carbon. So therefore, it's a kanas midrabbanan. Like where the Shita says, Hoyu v'chazel mizbech avabu rabbonu mailo. Rabbonu made a chumim with rabbonu, you have to say that you should not redeem it, but rather yikavu. That's only the rabbonu de kalocha. And Kiratani, like we learned, I'll bring you a proof of this. Kiratani, we learned, ha'matfis t'mimim lebedik abayis. If somebody is maktish, a regular behemoth t'mimim lebedik abayis, so k'shei niftun, you want to redeem it, and niftun el mizbech, you can only redeem it, meaning to say, you have to sell it for a korban. Shekol a royal mizbech, and it's any behemoth that's a tam that's fit for the mizbech, and yoytzim de mizbech liyolam. Even though your first makdash only kedushas domin, but the lach of it is you have to sell it to somebody to bring it for korban, and then the money you give to hegdish. So you see, if it's fit for a korban, it should be brought for korban. Oh, malera popula bayo, for yamulah some say rabbi said like this, that the rabbi yechon to rabbi yechonon. He learns this price when it says you could be poiderit, means a kachim mizbeach. That was a mum mikaroi. The kuli yamasri, everybody holds, to ba mum mikaroi. That you don't need a mother baruch, it was a ba mum mikaroi. That's the mirakro of yoisa. For the Gemara, is that true? Valoi, for your tznam, we learn like this. Kol ha kodishim. Gemara Mechoris, we had all kachim. Sheko da mum kavua lagdeshim. At first, it was a mum kavua. Before you makdish it, v'niftu, and then you redeemed it. The locher is chayovim bebechayra. If first it was a mum, and then you makdish it, so it's never really chal kedushas aguf on it. It's not fit for a korban. It really it's chal only kedushas damim. So therefore, when you redeem it, it has a locher bechor. If it gives birth to its first kid, it has kedushas bechor on it. Uva matonis, you have to give the mandazroyim lechiyam to the kain. V'yoytzim lechululi gozas, you let a shear off the wool after you be poyder it. For levit, you can work with it. Not like a regular psuli amadosh mipah once had a kedusha saguf, and then it became a balmum and you redeem it, you can't work with it later, you can't share it off. But here, since it was never chal kedusha saguf, when you redeem it, you could work with it. V'lodin v'chava mutter. Who are if it has kids now, or the milk is mutter. L'yachah pidyon, and once you poider it. V'yashrech to mechutz, even before you poider it, if you shecht it outside the mizbeach potter, because it's not called kedushas mizbeach. V'yanoisim tamur, it can't make tamur either, it doesn't have kedushas aguf on it. V'yameisa, if they die, yipodo. But that's the loch, you could redeem this kedushas mizbeach, you could redeem it. Now, why? Because this is called kodem mumam lehegedeshon. So even if Yechon agrees, you could redeem it, even though it was mesh, you don't need a mod of aracha. But still, it says on this, v'yom rav yudam arav, zu divir rav yishim, zon rav yishim in sheet, v'yom rav yodz, kodshim is mech hoyev chalal amod of aracha, kodshim bedek bayis lo hevei, kidat nam, like v'yotan al mishnam, shim no imer, kodshim bedek bayis in mesh yiftu, if it dies, you could be paid for it. But he learns, the mod of Shimon agrees though, that b'baal mum mi karoi, that if the name was a baal mum first, and yiftu, then you redeem it. My time, what's the reason? The Yamakor, the Pasuk says, I saw Lamuti Ba'amumi Kara. This is very good, like Rosh Lakka says, even if Shimon says like this also. But the question is now, Avu Chachom, the Chom say no. The Chom say here, Afilo Ba'amumi Kara. Even it's talking about a Ba'amum Mei Kara, still, Hoye Bechal Lamad Baracha. If it's Mace, you can't be prayed to it, because even a Ba'amumi Kara is Bechal Lamad Baracha. So, Reb Yech is not saying like everybody. Who is this Chachamim? Tonin Devei Levi. Tonin Devei Levi, like we had before. And Tonin Devei Levi, Enichnami, Rabbi Yochanan knows, he goes on that Tonin Devei Levi beholds every single behemoth needs a mod of aracha. For the Marihochi is so, why does it say Zudivri Rabbi Shimon Vesulai? It should have said Zudivri Rabbi Shimon Machlakusai. Should have said, but the one that argues on him also should have said. Should have said, Machlakusai. The rest of the Rabban and the Polygon lay Nami Yukin in the Balmumi Koroi, the Lehevi Bechlala Mada Baracha. See, even the Rabban and the Argument of Rabbi Shimon agree in this much at least, that where the Behemoth was a Balmumi Koroi, and then you makdash it, it does not need Hamada Baracha. Somebody said back to him like this, Hoda Lekatonachet, the reason why it didn't say is Odiv Rabbi Shimon Machlakusai, Mishum Derav Savala Kuresh Lakish. Rav holds like Rosh Lakish, that what the Yom of the Rosh Lakish says, according to Rabbanon Shitla Rabbanon, Kotchim Bedek Abayis, Hoyim Chal Amod Avarocha, Kotchim Izmeh Lo Hevei. So therefore, it's not
so Rashi says, Vilkach, therefore, Lo Yimetuk Mehi De Bechuras, that price of Bechuras doesn't go, like Rabbanon Shitla, Mishum De Reish, because the Reish, that price is said to Mary, Bebal Mumi Yikoroi, the Tani Yipodeh, is Mituk Na Afil Rabbanon, goes according to Rabbanon Shitla. Abu Sefer, but the Sefer be a Ketonia says what? Abu Kotchim, Shikotchim Deis Mes Mumim. It may see Kovru, it Layasik, it doesn't come out according to Rabban and Shita. Because according to Rosh Lakish, Rabban do not hold the Kotchim Mizbeach, needs a mother of Rocha. His Lukach, therefore, Matukum and Rabban and Doch, therefore, doesn't come out like Rabban over here. Therefore, it does not say Roshimna Machlokusai, it does not go according to Rabban and Shita. If you hold like Rosh Lakish and Echnaim, it does not come out like the Rabbanon. Because going to Rosh Lakish, Rabbanon hold, Kotchim Mizbech does not need Hamad of Aracha. And here it's Mashmur, Kotchim Mizbech does need Hamad of Aracha. Therefore, it's not a Kasha where it doesn't say, so Dibur Rabbi Shimon and Machlakusa. And now we'll give us here, the Morah says now, Lehev of Reisha Katoni, Vimesu Yiftu, Vesefer Katoni, Yimesu Yikovru. So the Shita said the Girsa should be like this. So the reason why we don't say Zudibur Rabbi Shimon Achlakusai, Mishum Nektoni Sik was in the Sefer, it says, Avokodim Hegdeshin Es Muma, Neptusha was Chal first, Oi Mumoivil Hegdeshin Vniftu Pturin, Mibichoira, Minamatonis, Venus Machun Gozlevet, Vlodim Chabon Asurin, Rashi Machutz Chayiv. And therefore here it's Mashmataka, that is Bechavim Oda Barocha, via Kotchim Mizbeach. Therefore it does not say Zudibur Rabbi Shimon Achlakusai. Now the Gemara says, "Viboyisem not terrors could be like this. Viboyisem Rav Krav Yechon Sirila. No, maybe Rav Hozak Krav Yechonon. Udu Kokash. But I have a question. If so, why doesn't it say Zudivu Rav Shimon Machlokusai? It's not only Zudivu Rav Shimon that holds the Bedik Abayis, does not need Hamad of Aracha, but Kedushim Mizbeach does. It even goes according to Rabban and Shita. Then also,
all right, turn over. Continue on the other side." Yes, that's Gemara's last tell us that Enechnami could be goes according to Rabbi Yechonon, and it should say Enechnami, Amy, you should say Yechonami, then Enechnami, the Rashi says, Rabbi Yisrael, Marav, Rabbi Yechon, Sirulei, that the Yechon Kotchim is Bechon Kotchim, Vetzach Kotchim, Badek Abayis, is Boi, Hamad of Arocha, Chutz mi Bamu Mikoroi, the only one that's not, is only Bamu Mikoroi, If so, Ben Reisha was saying for thee, must look me namik rabbanon the Rabbi Shimon. But Tony Achnami learned, so the Rabbi Shimon Machalkus and Achnami put it in that way that they go both according to Rabbi Shimon and the Machalikis. Now the Mishnah says, V'yelu heinanik borim, these are the things that even though the Rosh Abano, the din is just have to bury it, you do not have to burn them. Kodshim shepilu, if you have the korban that has a nafel, so the nafel of the fetus that just comes out, not born, you have to bury, is yikavru. Hepilu shuli, let's say the behemoth kodshim, lets out a placenta, also you have to bury it. Why tikavru, you have to bury it? Because you have to be afraid, there's a vlad inside it. For sure, haniskol, a shor that killed somebody, it's also asabano. Vegla rufa, it's also asabano. Vitipori mitzorah, it's prana mitzorah, has to bring. Visayanozel, here of a nozel, it's asabano. Upetachamor, it's asabano. To the petachamor, when you're not poider it, so it remains varafto, it remains asabano. Uboso, becholub is asabano, vuchum chinistro biazoro. All these things are nigborim, you just have to bury them. Rabbi Shimon and Shimon holds know that chulun shenishchu to biyazara. If you have a behemoth chulun that you shechted in the end of the base of midrash, is yisar for the din is supposed to burn it? It's toyin sreifa. And Rashi says it's through gzeirah the rabbonin. Mishon the michlah chol b'hu. People make mistakes with kodshim shir above sul because the yom yikvu you say just have to bury it. So people say kodshim also you just have to bury it. You wouldn't know you have to burn it. So if it's gzeirah mishum kodshim you have to burn it. Now the Mishnah says, Chomets bePesach, we have Chomets on Pesach, it is Yisroif, it's been on Yisroif, and you have to burn it. Utruma Temeya, also you're allowed to burn it, and have a know when you burn it. Va'olok La'akirma Torah says also you have to burn. And Eshadak and Yisroif, what you could burn means the fruit itself you should burn. Yisroif, Yeshadak, Likovi, Kovi, but let's say it's a juice already, it's into oil, or it's into wine, then you have to bury it. O Madlikin bePas of Hashem and Shal Truma. If you have Truman who became Tomei, you're allowed to have a Noah through the Sreifus. You're allowed to burn it and have a Noah, whether it's possible, whether it's Shemin. Now, Kol HaKodshim, any Korbin, Shanishchitu, you made a Shchita, Chutz Lezmanon, I mean, you had this Machshava, B'Shach, the Dalar Avoid, is to make it into Pigol, and do the Avoid at the wrong time, do this Rikas the wrong time, tomorrow, instead of today, or else for Chutz Lemkoim, you had a Machshava, Chutz Lemkoim, do it the wrong place, is a real Yisufu, absolved by Kochim, the din is, you have to burn it, the Kedusha is Toyin Sreifa.